What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Formula America podcast. We're your host, Curt and Dylan, and today we got to talk about this driver market and how wide open this is. I forgot how many drivers are out of contract.
All of them. Season. Everyone but Max and Leclerc with Stockholm Syndrome. Everybody else.
Yeah, basically, we've got 13 drivers plus Lance Stroll that are out of contracts. And I say that because nobody knows what's going on with that guy. But yeah, 13, technically Wood Stroll, we'll add him in. 14 drivers unconfirmed for next year.
Well, that is wild. We have a couple of confirmations now.
True.
But I think silly season's going to be wide open. And I think it makes it more complex because Alpine is literally in flames. and Sauber, as awful as they are, has Audi coming in, which adds a big wrinkle of maybe they'll be good.
Right.
I mean, Audi is in every other racing. I mean, I think they're the most winningest at Le Mans. Like, they have a hell of a history in racecraft, and Sauber's been around for a hot minute in F1. So it'd be interesting to see what Audi can do, but that adds to the, like, it's not just another team that doesn't have drivers. It's another team with some pretty big backing coming in the future. So they might be worth going to.
It is, but I to me, it seems like such a question mark with how bad Sauber is right now.
Yeah, they're dead.
If they were like solidly in the midfield,
or if they were doing like Williams, where it's like, yeah, exactly. Hey, they got direction right now.
Yeah. Instead of, you know, chasing lug nuts down the pit lane and every race and like DNFing because of gearbox issues, they just
50-second pit stops.
Yeah. I don't know how attractive. So one of the hot topics for the major players for this whole driver market is Carlos Sainz, yeah. Obviously. And for a while there, it was strongly hinted that he was going to be going to Audi potentially to be their number one. With the way that Sauber's looking right now,
Carlos is looking right now.
Yeah, I don't want to waste my prime waiting for them to turn that ship around. I mean, we see how long it takes.
Yeah, but then where do you go? You're out of Ferrari. Yep. There's a Mercedes seat open. Let's run down the opening seats first and foremost. So just real quick. At Red Bull, Perez is out at the end of this year, or contract ends at the end of this year. Mercedes, Lewis Hamilton is already out, moving to Ferrari, open seat. Russell's there till 25. Ferrari, Sainz is out. We've obviously got Leclerc and Hamilton in there. McLaren, no seats open. Lando and Oscar are the only ones that are for sure together next year.
Yeah.
Aston Martin, both at the end of this year. Alpine, both at the end of this year. Williams, Alex Albon has through next year. We'll see if Logan makes it through this year. Racing Bulls, both out at the end of this year. Sauber, both out at the end of this year. Haas, both out at the end of this year.
Yeah. The wide open. All right. And now looking at those, let's see. So you started off, we got Red Bull, Checo out of contract. What's going to happen there?
Checo keeps on driving like he's driving right now. I wouldn't be surprised if Red Bull kept him. Red Bull has always been a driver, a senior driver and a secondary driver kind of team, unlike Mercedes. And Checo is playing a great secondary driver right now. Why rock the boat?
Right. But it's early in the season.
It is.
If you're Christian Horner, you've got somebody like Carlos Sainz that is looking for a team. Do you have time to wait to see if Checo stays consistent, or do you need to make a move and make a decision either to stick with Checo now or make a play for somebody else?
I would go for Carlos. I would totally put him in that seat, especially with, and it's hard, right? Like Jos Verstappen, all the rumors that we're hearing out here on the outside of Formula One, who knows what the actual internal stuff is, but you hear all these rumors of Jos Verstappen being a giant pain in the ass, you know, rocking the boat with Christian Horner, siding with Helmut Marko. Like, Max is the best driver on track right now. Will Carlos Sainz ruffle his feathers that much? Probably not. Maybe so. Who knows? But I think I would start rolling those dice and be like, if you guys want to be a giant pain in the ass, go have fun at Mercedes.
Yeah. So for me, I think I'd probably be the same way. I would, if I was Christian Horner, if I was in his shoes, I would make a play as my number one priority would be Carlos Sainz. If Carlos falls through, we got Checo. But if not, you know, wind up with Carlos and Checo can go find a seat somewhere else. But yeah, I think for Red Bull, that should be the main priority. And honestly, looking at all the other teams, if I'm Carlos Sainz and I got Christian Horner coming to talk to me, even though we got a little bit of, you know, history, I think I'd probably still go to Red Bull also.
Well, Sainz was the Red Bull Academy out of the gate. He's from the Red Bull family, so it makes sense to go back to them.
He was, but, you know, when he left, I know he was disgruntled because he got chosen. Max Verstappen got chosen over him.
Yep.
And then Pierre Gasly also got chosen over him. And so he decided to leave. So, but you know, that was 2017 when he left. There's been, that's a lot of water under the bridge. So I'm looking at that Red Bull. I'm like, I might go there, opposed to holding out for that Audi to come through and see what happens there.
But what I would love to see more is a Spanish duo at Aston Martin.
Yes.
Keep Fernando, get rid of the window licker, and put Carlos in that seat.
Shout out to Rocket Power.
I guess he probably owns that term, so I'll put it in quotes from RPM.
You got to cite the source. But yeah, for me, that would be one of the most exciting pairings would be Fernando Alonso and Carlos Sainz. If they would just make a decision on Lance Stroll, he is an anchor holding that team down.
Oh, he is.
And the fact that he's still there is, oh my God. Even with all the financial backing and pressure, he's still there. I don't foresee him being there after this year.
Not if he keeps this up.
Oh, geez. It's been bad.
It's been real bad. Very entertaining to watch.
The other rumor that I would think would be the second most exciting pairing, or equally as exciting, would be Max Verstappen and Fernando Alonso, which is another rumor that we keep seeing popping up.
They have a great relationship too. They've talked about racing Le Mans together. They are apparently borderline friends, and so that would be kind of interesting. But I don't know if you want to put that friendship on the line in the competition, because I think both of them would set the other one on fire for a win. So,
oh my God, could you imagine both of those guys on the same team? It would be complete chaos. It'd be like two intimidators both going around the track, and they're in the fastest car, by the way, so good luck everybody.
Yeah, they're just competing 30 seconds out in front of everyone else.
I don't put as much weight into that rumor, but no. Man, would that be exciting.
It would. Hang on, let me close that door. My dog's moving his stupid food bowl around. One sec. And just, he bumps it with his nose and then just scoots it around the carport. It's so loud.
All right. So the other exciting seat is who's going to replace Lewis Hamilton over at Mercedes.
That is exciting. That is interesting. And there's so many back markers that would love, like, I don't think any top performers want that seat right now. Mercedes seems to be kind of in disarray, a lot of negativity, George Russell. But if you're Esteban Ocon, Pierre Gasly, if you're Valtteri or Zhou Guanyu, if you're K-Mag or Nico Hülkenberg, like, that Mercedes seat still a big plus up. Like,
yeah.
But if I were Mercedes, I think I'd bring up that junior driver. There's Antonelli.
Right, Kimi.
I think that would be the way I go from Mercedes and start grooming a new one, but it's hard. I'm sure K-Mag or Nico or Zhou Guanyu would love to be in that seat.
Yeah. Yeah. That one, I go back and forth on that one too. And, you know, kind of the same way as what we were talking about with Stake and Audi is because Mercedes had promise, but the more races, you know, go through the season, the worse they look. So at first, we did that podcast before. I was like, well, Alex Albon was my number one pick, followed by Pierre Gasly, and then a wild card I threw in Nico Hülkenberg. I don't know if Albon really, I don't know. I think Albon would still take it.
Yeah. But
yeah, I don't know. I'm still sticking with Pierre Gasly, I think. I think he, as loyal as on the outside he's trying to appear to Alpine, I'm thinking he's going to take the first lifeline he can get.
Oh, I bet both of them would. I think Pierre Gasly's just more marketable than Ocon.
Yeah. Well, Ocon's also more vocal about you know, wanting to leave. I think Pierre Gasly's just trying to like keep things nice at home, but I guarantee he's got his manager looking for another seat somewhere else. And I think if that Mercedes, if Toto Wolff comes calling, I could see Pierre Gasly moving over there.
I could too. And I mean, I think that's kind of easy because these are the front fielders or the top of the midfield if you're Mercedes. But like, yeah, I mean, if you're in any of those back markers, please take me up to Mercedes. So even though they're being real negative, it looks really nice up there. You got a budget and, you know, catering in the back. Meanwhile, Haas is pulling their car out of a UPS truck.
It's like, yeah, you guys are real negative, but you're also always in the top 10. So it's not that bad.
Oh, yeah. But I think it gets more, you know, Ferrari's done. McLaren's done. Aston Martin, do you think Fernando's leaving at the end of this year? I don't see it.
I don't think so. I think the only other place that he would have wanted to go was Mercedes. But like he said, Mercedes is behind them right now. Yep. So why would he move?
Yeah. So we got both Alpines up. I bet either one of those guys would jump ship if they could get up to one of those higher seats. Otherwise, I bet they resign.
Yeah.
And then you know what they're telling them in the background? They've got all this influx of cash with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Ryan Reynolds all buying a giant part of Alpine. I bet they're like, hang on, we're getting cash in. We're figuring this stuff out. Don't leave us just yet.
Yeah.
Either one of them probably would, but if they don't leave, I bet they stay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially if you look at these drivers, once you get to your mid to late 20s, the clock, you're starting to feel a little bit of urgency to get somewhere where you can actually win. So how long are you going to stick around and wait for them to turn that ship around, honestly?
Yeah, I agree. But what if there's where else do you go if Mercedes, Red Bull, Ferrari, McLaren are stopped up? I'm not jumping from Alpine to Haas.
No.
So
yeah, we've all seen how dangerous that can be once you start jumping around. Look at, you know, Alonso and Ricciardo.
Yeah.
And what happened with their careers, even though Alonso made it back a decade later.
Took a decade, though, and no one really expected it.
Yeah, for sure.
So you got Logan Sargeant at the end of this year. He's not going to be there next year.
No. As much as I wanted to root for him, Logan's gone.
He'll be out. But who takes that Williams seat?
I think that's going to be Kimi Antonelli.
You think Antonelli will go there?
Yeah, I think Mercedes will take a more senior driver for now, pull up Antonelli, let him get some time under his belt in that seat, which I was thinking about this the other day. That second Williams seat is kind of almost like a poison chalice, just like that second Red Bull seat. If you look at the past couple of years with, you know, the GOAT, Nicholas Latifi, and now you got Logan
George
Sargeant
Russell, Logan. Yeah. And I think a part of that, like Alex Albon said that the Williams is a pretty fast car, but you have to drive it right on the knife's edge. And that's why when you have somebody that's, you know, more of a airboat chasing gators kind of guy, it's, you know, he tends to crash more because it's hard to keep it right on that limit constantly.
Yeah. Oh, man. And now the one that I don't want to get into.
Racing Bulls, Danny Ricciardo. I am. Whoa. If it continues anywhere remotely close to where it is by mid-season, I'm yanking him out and putting Liam Lawson in.
Oh, man. This one hurts me. It pains me. I hate to see it. I'm really, really rooting for Danny. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I would hope that they would give him to the end of the year, but we all know how quick they are to move. So, next year, do you see Danny in Formula One? And if so, where?
I think Danny's got an all or nothing. He performs and he's in that Red Bull seat next year or he's gone.
You don't think he'd take a drive at...
I don't think he'll be given one.
I think with some of those other teams would still take him on.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you're a Haas or I don't think the Williams would, but a Haas or a Stake.
But if you're Danny, are you going to do that? Or are you going to ride off in the sunset? He said he was going to retire in the Red Bull family.
That's true. So maybe it's time for him to move on and do NASCAR or something.
Yeah, he would be great in NASCAR. Just keep the handlebar mustaches. We could still see him here at COTA. It'd be great.
There you go. I think the sun might be setting on Ricciardo, unfortunately.
It is unfortunate. I like I said, I think it's an all or nothing. He pulls his head out of his ass. I bet he's in Checo's seat next year. If he doesn't, he's out completely, I think. You've got to get Liam in a car. Otherwise, someone else is going to steal him. The kid did way too good in his six races. He's got to start driving.
All right. So Yuki Tsunoda, his contract's up at the end of the year, too. Where's he going? Is he in a fight for that Red Bull seat?
I think he's in a fight potentially for that Aston Martin seat.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got Honda moving over there.
And which is his big backer. Ties.
So Honda did come out and say that they are not going to be trying to influence any of the drivers for Aston Martin. But, you know, whatever goes on behind closed doors, I mean, they could, that's all well and good to say that, but
yeah, no one believes you at all.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that's kind of sad is I don't think, no matter how good Yuki does, I don't foresee Red Bull promoting him. I don't know what it is. I just don't think that they really,
yeah, he's really always support him that much. Redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that they really support him like they do some of the other drivers. Hell, bringing Danny Ricciardo back in as a third driver and then giving it like Christian Horner gave him a big warm hug, brought him right back. I don't see them doing anything like that with Yuki.
No, I don't either. And Yuki does the way he's driving right now, he deserves to be somewhere good. I'd love to see him up in a higher car and let him perform with the big boys. It's not a short joke, but it could be. But yeah, I don't see him sticking around. I don't know why, but I don't see him sticking around the Red Bull family. I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that if Fernando pulls that surprise retirement that also people keep hinting about, I could see Yuki taking over there.
Yeah.
Or if they finally pull their head out of their ass and get rid of old Lancey boy.
Yeah, that's what needs that.
You could take that spot. That would be a good pairing too.
All right. This is the one I've been looking forward to. Sauber.
Oh man.
Bottas and Zhou.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think Zhou will be in Formula One next year.
I don't think Bottas will either.
I was going to say that, but the only thing is I think that if Zhou leaves, that they'll keep Bottas just for some continuity.
They're going to have to and pay Bottas him a leaves, shit ton of money. Like,
yeah, I don't, like we said before, I think Bottas is legitimately just collecting a check at this point.
Yeah.
Almost like how Kimi was at the end of his career, where he was just like,
this is more of a hobby for me, as I believe what he said.
Like, I don't want to be around my wife, so I travel the world
yeah.
300 days a year. But yeah, I don't think both. I would say Zhou Guanyu is probably going to be the one that's out next year.
But to me, Zhou wants to be in Formula One more. I just don't think he's that good of a driver. Bottas seems like he's already got a foot out the door.
Yeah.
Like, if we're talking about continuity, I would probably sign Zhou. Just because he wants to be there and he brings money and that team needs it, I would probably let Bottas walk on out the door. But who replaces him?
Who would want to?
Who wants to?
Like, I mean, you got to look at the bottom of the barrel. Like, if you're Esteban Ocon and you get offered that seat, are you going to go there? I mean, they're faster than the Alpine marginally, maybe.
It's not saying much. I don't know
for now. No.
I don't know. With Audi coming in, that is a huge question mark because they do have such a good racing pedigree. Like, it's going to take them a few years. You might be having to look 4 or 5 years down the road, but, you know, it wasn't all that long ago that Aston Martin wasn't doing all that hot, but they're like, give us 4 years and we're going to be there and look at where they are now. Like, do you believe Audi can do that?
Well, the other one that keeps being mentioned would be Nico Hülkenberg. They've mentioned him a few times. German driver, German.
He's done a great job too of making himself marketable. He's doing
awesome. Exactly. But, you know, Nico's mid 30s at this point. Does he have enough time to go to stake, wait for it to become Audi, wait for them to get good? But then again, he's also in a Haas right now. So,
yeah, I was going to say, it's not like you're sitting in an awesome seat. So, I think if I'm Nico, I would totally go over to Sauber and leave Haas. Yep. I just don't see it with Haas.
That would be my biggest prediction would be that Nico will find his way to stake, and that who's he going to partner with, Valtteri or Zhou? You're saying Valtteri?
I'm voting Zhou. Not for anything other than business and dollar bills. Like, not driving, not experience. Like, I think Valtteri's got a foot out the door and Zhou Guanyu wants to be there and he brings money.
Yep, I could see that. And that leaves us here with Haas. K-Mag.
No one wants him. He ain't going anywhere. If you want to be in Formula One, Haas is your option right now, K-Mag, or maybe Alpine.
Like, yeah. I don't foresee K-Mag being around. And, you know, after what we saw earlier in the year, I wouldn't be surprised if they stick Ollie down there.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Ollie after having such a showing out of the gate to go down to Haas, like you're like, yeah, you're right. It's kind of the same thing as like going to Williams. And Haas is not Haas of 2024 is not Haas of 2023. That's Alpine now, right? Yeah. Haas is making some forward progress, or everybody else is making backward progress, maybe. But either way, like that Ollie Bearman would be a pretty good option. I put him next to K-Mag, though. I think K-Mag stays.
Yeah. I think if Nico jumps ship, then yeah, K-Mag will stay for another year, and then it'll be Ollie and K-Mag. Oh, man, it's just so exciting. To me, it's who's going to move first. Who's going to flinch first? Because once that happens, it's going to be like dominoes falling, because then everybody's going to shuffle. Because I think right now, everybody's waiting to see what's going to go on with Sainz, what's going to go on with that Red Bull seat. And once those are spoken for, everything else is going to fall, you know?
No, completely. Like, it's that my question to you was going to... Oh, okay, before we go down there, what about the rumors of Sebastian Vettel?
Man, as exciting as that sounds, I don't think that Vettel will come back as a driver.
I can't do the beekeeper.
I actually more like the rumors of him coming back as some sort of team management.
Okay.
There's actually one that I saw was that speculating that Toto Wolff was trying to get Vettel in there to groom him to be his replacement, which I think that would be exciting. I don't know how much I believe that, but I would love to see Vettel in some sort of leadership capacity at one of these teams.
That'd be really interesting to see. But what I was going to say before I got derailed on Vettel is, when do you think the first domino is going to fall?
Oh man. So Perez just came out and said that he expects his future to be determined within the next month. I honestly think that probably by the end of April to the first week of May, we're going to start to see some movement. Just because it's, you know, nobody can wait. You can't wait that long.
You can't wait till summer break. It's going to be game over by the time summer break hits around. That's going to be the scrabbling of whatever's left over.
Exactly. So, you don't want to be the last one. You want to be early on in here. And I'm sure the talks are already picking up behind closed doors. I loved it when that one quote came out from Russell where he's like, oh, it's funny to be in a meeting with Toto Wolff and see all these different drivers' names popping up on his phone.
Yeah.
Like I just wish I could see that. Like, I want to know. I want to see.
Do you think they have like their face on, you know, like on an iPhone when it calls, it'll show your like contact card.
I'm sure it does.
Toto should do is, what's the Connor dude that does all the impressions?
Connor Moore.
Yeah. Connor Moore. Have Connor Moore dressed up as that driver as the picture for when the driver calls.
Oh, that guy's hilarious.
He's so, did you see the video he did of the opening credits where it shows all the drivers?
I have not seen that one.
It's
yet.
Hilarious. I think they should do that instead of the normal who the drivers are. Just have Connor Moore do the opening credits as each driver. It's hilarious.
I'll find it and we'll repost it on we'll share it on our Instagram.
But that's what I imagine happens on Toto Wolff's phone.
Ah, man. So wide open. Who's, you know, your guess is as good as mine. I'm sure that, you know, we're probably going to be 100% wrong on all of our predictions here. But man, this is going to be exciting.
Should we make a prediction? Who do you think? Let's call the Red Bull, Mercedes, and Aston, if you think there will be a change.
Okay.
What's my
Red Bull next year, Max Verstappen, Carlos Sainz.
Okay. Okay. Mercedes.
Mercedes. Oh, this is a tough one. Mercedes, I'm going George Russell and Pierre Gasly.
That's a... And what do you think about Aston? Is there going to be a change up?
Aston Martin, I want there to be a change, but I'm going to say they're going to stick the same. Although, no, I'm going to go with intelligence. Lance Stroll is a bad financial decision. He's going to be out of there. It's going to be Fernando Alonso, Yuki Tsunoda.
Ooh. So we have a little bit of overlap. I agree, Max and Carlos. And I was going to say, I really wanted to say Fernando and Yuki, but I think I'm going to change it up and go Stroll and Sainz.
Oh,
go Red Bull and Checo. no change, and Mercedes will be Russell and Albon.
Ooh. And I'm going to go dig a little bit deeper. Is Alonso retiring or moving?
Retiring.
I could see that happening. That seems like a very logical lineup that you just did there.
And he's living, you know, you either go out on top or live long enough to see yourself become the bad guy. Or in the case of Alonso, you come back around to being the good guy after being the bad guy. Do you ride off now when you're on top, or do you hang out a little longer to become the bad guy again?
Yeah.
I
could see that he's going to leave and go back into endurance racing, or he's going to be racing something.
He's going to race something for sure. But this thing with Stroll, and I cannot stand Drive to Survive, and it's making me change my opinions. But the way that they made Lawrence Stroll look, with how much he cared about his family and wanting this to be a family thing, and that he wants to win a national championship or world championship with his son, I just don't see him getting rid of him. I think there's a ton of pressure, but I also think Lawrence has enough money to be like, fine, leave, I'll cover it. Like, I just, as badly as I want Stroll gone, I don't see his dad getting rid of him.
Oh man. Well, we'll find out. We'll find out hopefully soon.
Godly. Okay. All right.
I was just rethinking mine. This is hard. It's hard to call. There's so many variables going on, and I could see so many different options and so many different things going on here. The big one that I keep looking back at is this RB right now, Danny and Yuki.
I don't think that one's that big, though.
I feel like with most of these teams, one person is going to stay, one person's going to leave. So it's like picking who's going to stay, who's going to leave.
Yeah. Danny Ric is gone. I'm sorry. Let's do this. We'll post on Instagram. Let's do a poll. All right. And let's see what the people say. Give the people what they want.
We'll do it. Put in the people's hands. It's a democracy here. Unless you're Lance Stroll. It's a straight up dictatorship.
Yeah. All right, man. I'm excited for silly season to kick off and just watch the dominoes fall. I do too. That's all I got.
All right. Well, I think that's going to be it for this one. If you like this podcast, make sure to leave us a rating and a review. Share it with a friend if you can. Follow us on Instagram, Formula_America. But on that note,
stay classy, America.
We'll see you next time. I'm all over.